Well, on one level we are. It's the classic case, I'm afraid, of talking about talks. Anybody who's ever been involved in any kind of political enterprise knows that really the outcome of any meeting or any committee is decided when the initial guidelines, the initial agenda is set. And so basically both sides are struggling now to try to set the agenda for any possible future talks. So that's why on the one level it seems silly that people are talking about talks. But on the other hand, both the Israelis and the Palestinians know that setting that agenda, what it is that an actual set of face-to-face peace talks is going to discuss, is the crucial issue at this point. So that's really why it's taking so long.
Are you encouraged by what's happened so far?
Not really. As an observer, a longtime observer of the Middle East, I'm encouraged that people are taking a hard look at the issues that really matter. What is discouraging is the ability, seemingly, of the sides themselves, as well as world events, to shift the focus away from those things. Anybody who's ever studied all of this issue knows that fundamentally a final peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians must deal with certain four or five core issues. And the extent to which these proximity talks will focus on those, get the two sides to come up with concrete proposals to deal with those things, then I would be encouraged. But again, the more people can get sidetracked by other issues, leads to discouragement, frankly.
We've heard that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been invited to formal talks with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House next week. If you were a fly on the wall at that meeting, what do you think you'd hear?
There's been a great deal made, and particularly in the United States and in Israel, about the relationship between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Certainly for the first time since the Clinton presidency, and one could argue even earlier than that, the Israelis and their supporters in the United States have seen in a president who's willing to speak fairly bluntly and critically. And this created a lot of problems in the United States and certainly within Israel. I think the meeting that is set for next Tuesday is going to discuss a lot of things, but I believe everyone agrees is really an attempt by the Obama administration to reach out and show a friendlier face. This week, the president's really top domestic advisor, Rahm Emanuel, who is an Israeli, was in Israel. It's believed that he's set up the meeting. And it's been widely portrayed, certainly in the Israeli media, as an attempt by the president to mend fences, to heal some of the problems that stemmed from Netanyahu's last visit to the United States. So I would be curious, if I were a fly on the wall, to hear what kinds of things, in particular, the president will have to say about the question, the thorny question, of continued Israeli settlement expansion. That would be the number one thing I would be listening for.